She waited for him to say something else, suddenly acutely aware, as she'd never been before, that a bed lay directly above them, barely 2 minutes from where they sat. Unlike Strike, she thought, everything I worked and sacrificed for is in jeopardy if I take this conversation to the wrong place. Our relationship will be forever marred by awkwardness and embarrassment. But worse than that, by far, she was scared of giving herself away. The feelings she's been denying to Matthew, to her mother, to Isla, and to herself must remain hidden. "Well, sorry," said Strike. What did that mean? Robin wondered, her heart thumping very hard. She took another large gulp of whiskey before she said, "Why are you apologizing? You're not... She's my friend." "She's mine too now," said Robin. "I don't think she can help herself. She sees two friends of the opposite sex getting on." "Yeah," said Strike, "all antenna now." Was that all they were? Friends of the opposite sex? Not wanting to leave the subject of men and women, he said, "You never told me how meditation went. How come he settled after dragging it all this time?" "Sarah's pregnant. They want to get married before she has it. Or before she gets too big for a designer dress, knowing Sarah." "Shit," said Strike quietly, wondering how upset she was. He couldn't read her tone or see her clearly. The office was now full of shadow, but he didn't want to turn on the lights. "You see, did you expect that?" "I suppose I should have," said Robin with a smile Strike couldn't see, but it hurt her bruised face. She was probably getting annoyed by the way she was dragging him out in the walls. When he was about to end the affair, she left an earring in our bed for me to find, probably getting worried he wasn't going to propose, so she forgot to take her pill. "It's the only way women can control men, isn't it?" she said momentarily, forgetting Charlotte, as the baby she claimed to have lost. I've got a feeling she's just told him she was pregnant when he cancelled mediation for the first time. Matty said it was an accident. Maybe he didn't want to have it when she first told him. "Do you want kids?" Strike asked Robin. "I used to think so," said Robin slowly. "Back when I thought Matty and I were, you know, forever."